today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
We got to rise towards this economic recovery, and of course, we've got the Bank of Canada deciding to put the pause button on about raising interest rates. So, how's it all working out? Well, there are a couple of reports here that may give us some insight into that. Companion pieces, really, the Business Outlook Survey and the Survey of Consumer Expectations, both published Monday, show that Canadian businesses are still pretty nervous about the economic recovery, despite the fact that there seems to be stronger than expected growth. To analyze all of this, so pleased to welcome back to the program Moshe Landau, a senior economics lecturer at Concordia University. Moshe, great to have you back. Thanks for the time today.
Good morning.
You told us a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the perspectives about what's going to be happening coming down the road here, that if we keep talking about a recession, we're going to get a recession. And 60% of the respondents to these surveys said they're expecting a small or significant economic decline over the next 12 months. Is that what's happening here? Are we talking ourselves right into this?
Yeah, and when they start believing it, they're going to make it happen, right? Because what do you do if you think a recession's going to be coming your way? This is where you start cutting back shifts, or you start reducing production, or you tell your suppliers to hold off on sending you product. And of course, the reality is that when you start cutting production, then GDP is going to decline, and that is going to be a recession.
So I don't want to say that it's inevitable then, but I mean, you know, what do we have to do to snap ourselves out of this?
Yeah, it's a finely balanced line, right? You don't want to put your head in the sand either and just continue to pretend that everything's going to be fine, right? So it's, you know, psychology goes some of the way towards determining whether we have a recession or not. But the reality is that, you know, denying it is not going to make it avoidable either. So I think that businesses are probably realistic in that they do expect that, yes, an economic slowdown is coming. I think it's now the extent to which they react to that slowdown. So if they, you know, become drama queens and overreact, then it can make a mild recession bad. But I think at this point, they're probably right that something's coming.
The other element to this, too, that I find interesting is you look at some of the statistics from these two reports and juxtapose that against some of the things that, for instance, the government's telling us about what's going to be happening. You know, they're going to wrestle inflation to the ground, and they expect that maybe even by the end of this year, we could be down to 2.5%, 3% inflation. Most of the respondents in these surveys are saying that's not going to happen. They're still talking maybe 4%, 4.5%, if that. I don't know if they're just being negative about this or maybe more realistic.
Maybe a little bit of both. I'm optimistic. So I think that they will get inflation down to 3% at least by the end of this year. Whether they can get it to 2%, that's maybe, I guess, how much of a slowdown we experience. But, you know, there is always going to be a disconnect between, say, the government, which has to put in forecasts of GDP and inflation into their budget process, the Bank of Canada, which is probably a little more realistic because they're apolitical and so they have no skin in the game, and businesses, which are probably trying to justify any decisions that they're going to be taking in terms of production and how they behave. So I'm more inclined to follow the guidance of the Bank of Canada than you know, business reports. Sometimes, too, those questions can be leading in a way that generate certain answers that might not occur with more impartial analysis.
Well, exactly. And about one third of the consumers that they were polling here said they've already decided to start cutting back this year, maybe not take a vacation and going to restaurants less often and things of this nature. So you're right. There's got to be an attitudinal change here, too. The one piece of good news that jumped out at me, though, it looks like employment is up, which was a real concern for an awful lot of sectors of the economy. They couldn't find workers.
Yeah, employment continues to defy expectations here. You and I have discussed before that I think that if we do experience a recession, it's not going to be the 20th century style recession that you and I probably think about. This is going to be one where unemployment's probably not going to rise much, because 6 months ago we were talking about this need for workers, and all of these businesses were closing on Mondays and Tuesdays because they just couldn't find workers. So, you know, the likeliest outcome then is that they do believe that there's a slowdown coming. All they do is they take the help wanted sign out of the window, but they stick with their existing workforce, because the last thing that you want is for us to be having a conversation in 6 months about businesses can't find workers and we can't get ourselves out of a recession because we can't increase production enough. So this is the type of thing then that, yeah, the employment reports continue to show that there's a lot of resilience there. The big issue is, you know, connecting it to inflation. If workers then use that to try and leverage big wage increases, that itself could become inflationary, because businesses at some point are going to have to pass some of those costs on.
Is that already starting to happen? Because I was under the impression that even though employment is increasing, so are wages. They're talking about a 4.7% increase in wages, which seems counterproductive to this battle against inflation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, right? I think you and I even spoke a year ago, give or take, where the governor of the Bank of Canada had told workers, cool your engines here and don't go crazy asking for big raises. This was upsetting to workers who were experiencing 8% inflation at the time. So yeah, as soon as you get the ability to renegotiate your contract, you're going to go to your employer and say, inflation was at a 40-year high 6 months ago. You got to give me a little more than the usual 1% to 2% that I'm used to getting. And employers probably have to capitulate to some extent. The problem is, will that be able to sustain itself for the next 6 months where you can get these 4% or 5% wage increases? Or will we see that the risk of a recession or an actual recession takes some of their bargaining power away from them and they do moderate down to 2%, 3%?
Speaking of Mr. Macklem and the Bank of Canada, as he and his staff look at these two reports, Moshe, what's the end game here? Is it steady as she goes, or do we have to hit the button again? What do you think is going to happen?
I can't see that they're going to increase interest rates. They really still need to wait for those big increases back in the summer of last year to work their way through the economy, and they haven't fully come through yet. So, increasing is probably not in the cards. Decreasing is also not in the cards either. We're not in a recession. We haven't seen any sort of data to suggest that the economy is in trouble. So you'd want to hold on to those arrows for the time being and take them out of your quiver when you need it.
When we talk about the impact this is having on people's daily lives, and now that most of us anyway, into tax time, it's about time you open the envelope with your T4 slip in it, because you've only got a couple of weeks left to file. But you start looking at some of those RRSPs or whatever, and this was 2022 is a hell of a year. I mean, a lot of people took a hit on this. When can we start to see some of those numbers going back up again?
It usually moves roughly in line with the economy, right? So I think that globally, there's a lot of caution out there right now. So, we're talking about, will Canada have a recession or not? But I think Canada's economy is a lot stronger than a lot of, say, the G7 or a lot of the rich world. So, I think once you see that maybe the worst of the inflation is past, once we see that we're going to live with COVID and make a go of it, and once you see that supply chains start to really reconstruct themselves, the market's going to recover. The thing with investments, right, is that when you're investing in your RRSP, it's usually for, say, a 10 to 40 year horizon, depending on your age. Mm-hmm. The worst case for anybody is obviously to see the market tank the way it did when you're just a couple of years from retirement, because there's just not enough time for your money to recover in time. But if you have a longer horizon, let's say, this is just a blip on the screen and it'll pass.
Moshe Lander at Concordia University. As always, Moshe, thanks so much for this. Really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Take care.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.